Zoidberg. Excellent. So, what you guys been playing? What have you been playing, Danny?
Wow, 3 weeks, huh? I finished Sherlock Holmes: Crime and Punishment. I finished Papers, Please. Not a whole lot else. Oh, I did I played through a couple more of the free to play games that they got on Xbox over the years, like Numa, like Breath of Life, or something like that.
I haven't heard of that one.
It was just like a little 2 or 3 hour puzzle finishing game where the character was narrating like existential crap the entire time. So that was interesting. I can't really think of a whole lot else. I did a little bit more Fallout.
You about to finish it?
No, not even close.
I'm really excited because it's been so long since I played that I think I can actually just replay it without knowing anything that's happened, because that's been how long since we were cleaning the other day, and there was so much like dust on my Xbox One, it was disgusting.
Are you going to download the DLC and build yourself a robot companion?
Didn't even know. Probably by the time I get around to play it, all the DLC will be like in the Game Here edition.
Yeah.
Be some value right there.
You can like
make them fight each other
Cosworth
and shit too.
Right? To be like some giant killer robot, apparently.
Well, that sounds a lot of fun. What do you play, Dish?
I've played lots of Stardew Valley, the Harvest Moon clone.
Oh yeah, I've been here playing that.
I play it here sometimes too. Mm-hmm. And then I've also been playing Agario on my tablet. It's
playing
like Agario. It's like a 2D. I was telling you, it's like a Katamari, where you start out as like a little blob, and you got to eat smaller blobs to get bigger. But it's like a static MMO kind of game because your character is always there.
Yeah.
And depending on like, and you don't ever lose your size. You just get bigger and bigger and bigger. And it depends on how long, like once you start moving, it starts like a play session.
Yeah.
And however long you can stay alive is how you're scored. And then as long as you're not moving, it doesn't count against you to get eaten.
Oh, that's cool.
It's a pretty
funny.
Anything
game. Else? How do you? I've heard a lot about Stardew Valley. Why don't you talk about it?
It just is exactly that, Harvest Moon clone, but it's really fun. The mindless kind of day to day stuff. Farming.
Is it like a reskin, or is there a story? Like what happens?
There's some story about how your grandpa gets sick and you go to take over the farm, and
yeah,
because you have like a. There's a big like anti megacorp kind of message that it sends.
Sounds like it like mashed together like three different Harvest Moon stories.
Yeah, there is a giant corporation that's trying to move into the small town you're in. Yeah. They set up a grocery store and they're undercutting the prices of the local vendors, so they're going out of business. And then they keep offering you like a membership. And the mayor even says like in the beginning, he's like, if one more person in town signs up for membership, we're just going to fold up the town and everybody move on. So you gotta.
Won't you just sign up that membership and end that fucking game? So
you can do it. I don't know what happens if you do it, because it costs like 5,000 gold, and I have well more than enough to do it.
Well, go do it.
No, I don't want to do that. You can't sell out. You can't give in to the man.
Sell out, man. Then you won't have to play that game anymore. They're giving you an out. You will never have to.
Because the game itself starts out like you get a letter from your grandfather in the very beginning. And it's like when you've become tired of your mundane life, you'll read this and know what to do next, and it shows you working in like a cubicle, just like a 9-to-5, and you're like, I can't take my life anymore. And it's like all of a sudden you open your drawer and the letter's like glowing, and you open the letter and it's from your grandpa saying, take over my farm here. So Lord knows how long the farm's just been sitting there.
But did that come with like a bunch of money? Like in the,
no.
Did grandpa leave you a bunch of
you
money?
You get a farm. Your mom sends
you. Did your grandpa die on the farm because he wasn't making any money? And
the grandpa's alive, and he says, I'll come back and see you on like the beginning of your third year. I haven't made it the third year yet, so I don't really know.
How many years have you been?
Almost two.
How much money do you make as a farmer? Is it comparable to your wages at the cubicle you're at?
I have no idea what I make at the cubicle, but being the farmer has become quite profitable, mainly because you can craft any item you need, really. So all my crops.
But who buys the thing? Like, what's the demand of the items that you're making?
You have a box on your farm that you simply put the items in you'd wish to sell. The mayor comes in the middle of the night, takes them away, and pays you their value.
Yep. Just like Harvest Moon.
Yep, exactly Harvest Moon.
Just like real world.
What do you do when you're not farming?
You can go to the cave and do each. The cave floors have rocks on them. You use your pickaxe to destroy the rocks. Every once in a while underneath the rock will be a ladder. And you take that ladder down to the next level of the cave.
Slide that love crunch over here, man. Did you get this love crunch because it's non-GMO?
My girlfriend's parents got it for me in a Easter basket. So that's
were they trying to insinuate that you guys should make love with...
Some crunchy granola.
Some love crunch.
And so you got to work your way down to the mine.
It's a pretty gift for a couple's Easter basket.
Yeah.
Lube it up with granola.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Granola is great for
crunch.
Lube.
Crunch. Premium organic. Dark chocolate and it's red delicious. Berries.
It is delicious.
No, there's a lot of shit on the back there. Certified organic and non-GMO. Unlike natural label claims, certified organic products are guaranteed to be grown without chemical herbicides or pesticides or synthetic preservatives and additives. And the non-GMO project verification seal assures... Holy shit. This has a non-GMO project verification seal.
Yeah.
So that food you're buying is it's made in a kitchen, not in a lab. Somebody was fucking in this kitchen, made some love crunch.
Sorry, like, go on. Seems like it would be something from like Nature Box.
Oh, yeah. I could see that.
Yeah, but you destroy the rocks, find ladders down, go deeper into the mines, and the deeper you get, the more rare you can find rare gems and stuff. There's like 25 intersecting storylines of you trying to rehabilitate the town.
It kind of tastes like Cocoa Rice Krispie Treats, except for granola form.
And so, like, you got to find rare gems for the town museum.
Do you think this is an aphrodisiac?
I don't know. You tell me. I've been eating all night.
How are you feeling?
Are you having a wreck? But I don't know. I don't know if it's due to the love crunch.
Could just be because you're sitting next to Dano.
Maybe just my 10 o'clock erection, you know.
What about you, Matt? You been playing anything?
Not too much, no. Played Cat Lateral Damage with my daughter.
That is a favorite of mine and Charlie's.
You're a cat, and the object is you have to knock as much crap off the shelves as you can in like a certain period of time. You get like upgrades that make you swipe and be able to like swipe more stuff at once and jump higher, and there's like all these like events that pop up. Like one of them is you have to chase a red laser pointer dot, and like smack it a bunch of times. It's kind of like Katamari, but if Katamari was a first person shooter. So played that. We've been playing a lot of Broforce, which is actually a pretty good game.
I think I had that on Xbox One.
I
never played it though.
It's amazing like how many 80s action stars they've crammed into it, and like instead of their actual name it'll say like Brobocop or like Brodoc Saints or
Brodox. That's good.
Ripley. Bro. Yeah. So that's about it though.
You still playing nothing?
No. So I've been playing two games a lot. First one, Star Trek Timeline. Still, have I talked about it on here before?
You mentioned it last time.
Oh yeah, I'm still in balls deep.
Good.
As a
Data's Boys Toys. pretty excited because tonight I get enough dilithium to do a 10 times rare pool.
Whoa.
This is the premium currency.
That's your monthly pool, right? You get from.
Oh my god, I'm so excited. I really, really want to get Gowron. Have you guys watched the shows?
No.
All right, never mind.
The Klingon Emperor or whatever?
Yeah. Anthony got Gowron the other day. He's awesome.
I've seen all the originals and like a lot of the new generation. But
I've seen the movies. Generation. Where does that get
me? I've been watching Deep Space Nine. I'm on the fourth season now. You just got real. Starfleet tried to lead a coup against the Federation, and then Sisko had to come from DS9, and then there were changelings that infiltrated Earth, and they were trying to use that to take over the Federation, and then he had to like turn against the Starfleet Admiral. It was crazy. And Worf showed up in the USS Defiant. You're like, holy shit, Worf! It was awesome.
He has his own ship in Deep Space Nine?
No. They let him borrow it, though.
Ah.
Come save everybody from the evil Starfleet coup. I've been playing Marvel Puzzle Quest.
Really?
Busted back out. I got bored the other day.
I got a rando I can kick out if you want to join our group.
I would love to. I made my own alliance so I can get the 250 ISO when you get the, like, you know, if you're, like, below rank 1,000 or whatever. Yeah. So every time an event ends, it was 1,000 ISO investment, but I've got that return now after 3 or 4 days.
Yeah, I've got a guy in mind to kick right now.
My name is GalactusGo69.
Well, you got to find us.
Oh.
I don't think I can, like, add people.
Oh,
yeah. We've got a couple of whales in our group, so you'll get, like, 7 command points a week at least.
Oh, man, I bought that, like, spring pack today. I could have waited if I know. All right, hold. This is very important. Man, this... Love Crunch from Nature's Source Organic is just to die for.
That is great.
Fucking loving that Love Crunch.
Mm, I know.
Hold on.
Let me get rid of my alliance. The Fun Time Gang.
Yeah.
All right, I just left Fun Time Gang.
Kick Lunchtime 5000. He hasn't played in 5 days, and he has a shit roster. So there we go. You're gone, buddy. It's called Team Science.
Oh, I looked up Team Science the other. Oh, I looked up Science Team.
Yeah, we moved from Science Team because everybody was a commander.
All right, I just joined.
Now there's only two commanders.
Do I know anybody that's
in
this?
Yeah.
Ish.
Tom is still in it. Ish is in it. Shit.
I'm number two in command.
Yeah, let's peep my roster. It's pretty.
What's your name again?
GalactusGo 69.
Galactus Go. Oh, there you go.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. By amazing, I mean not really.
Wow. Did you restart?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
I also bought the $50 worth of coins and then just did the, like, one of the vaults, like, because they're, like, 1,800, and I just pumped them all into the vault.
All right.
So I got, like, four-star, but they only have one power each. So it's like, it looks like I have really cool dudes, but they all suck. They're really hard. But I've been redoing, I am redoing the prologue to get the one star so I can do, like, the dailies.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you need those.
Yeah, I've got three stars that I'm about to train. So.
Did you hear that AMC TV is making a Preacher show?
Yeah.
Oh, it looks good. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Still can't hear you very well, man. You need to put that in front of your face.
Get that.
Yeah. I mean, it's James Franco and Seth Rogen are producing it, so I'm pretty excited. They seem to be pretty big lovers of the source material. I've read them all. I like them.
What's the source of The Preacher?
It's a comic from Vertigo called Preacher. It's about, it would be pretty spoilerific if I told you what it was about.
Is that
the general?
The same thing as Preacher Gone to Texas?
Hmm?
I read a comic once called Preacher Gone to Texas.
Are you looking for a soul to steal?
It's about a guy who has the voice. So when he tells people, kind of like the Purple Man from Jessica Jones, they do what he says. It's like the voice of God.
Mm.
And, he's on a quest to find God. That's what it is. It's like a Southern noir, like, it's pretty dark. His best friend is a vampire, which I can see why they put off making it, because, like, right when they started making it, Jessica Jones came out, and David Tennant pretty much has the exact same powers as this guy, like, from Jessica Jones, and then the whole, like, vampire thing. So it's taken a while to get off, but hopefully it does well.
Yeah, it looks like it's related to Preacher Gone to Texas.
Well, Jesse Custard is the name. He has a sweet Zippo. It says fuck communism on it. He sees John Wayne, like, it's his imaginary best friend. So John Wayne pops up and talks to him all the time. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, speaking of whales in the Alliance, I just looked down. So that means there's been, unless... like $450 worth of stuff purchased.
Yes, just this morning.
Just this morning. Yeah.
You just missed out.
Yeah, it's like I just logged in after 2 days and I'm at 45 command points when I was at 2.
Yep.
Why wasn't I a part of this earlier?
I know.
How many command points do you need for stuff?
Well, you can 20 or 25. If you want the newest stuff, you can pay 25 for a chance at that. Or if you want to go with the classic 4 stars, you can just do 20.
I do the classics because.
You guys need to get on the sharp dressed. Why are we at 847, man?
On what? Oh, because it doesn't end till tomorrow. People usually wait till the end.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Also, not a lot of people do PvE that much anymore.
Oh, really?
Danny, man, we're getting the gang back together. Come on, MPQ.
What do you guys do?
MPQ. Story, daily double. Not daily double.
Deadpool daily. The daily double.
The Deadpool daily is awesome.
Yeah.
What do you get out of the Deadpool dailies?
You can get a legendary 4,900
icon. ISO, at least 1 3-star character, and then
every
2 Deadpool tokens, so you can pull legendary.
Yeah, 2 Deadpool tokens, and there's also every 5 days you get a chance to
get a 4-star.
Get a 4-star, but you need a pretty well developed 4-star to do that. Like, I just barely won against a fully leveled Hulkbuster today with my like shitty Cyclops, 4-star
Holy
Cyclops.
Shit.
He's only like a level 130, and it took me like 20 health packs to beat him.
Yeah,
So yeah, I've been playing that stuff, which is fun because I don't really get much time to play. I've still yet to finish Fire Emblem. I'm on the last map of Birthright. Other than that, not much. Me and Danny and some people went and saw Batman vs. Superman. We can talk about that later. I don't care to spoil it because you'll be like, oh shit, you guys spoiled the movie for me. I don't have to see it.
I already read like a bunch of spoilers.
It is legitimately, like, I know it's popular to like hate on like Warner Brothers and stuff. It is, in all honesty, I like some bad movies. There was nothing good about this movie. Okay, I take that back. Ben Affleck did a really good job. Too bad that I can't even explain how bad it is. Like, you legitimately have to watch it to see how bad it is.
It is. The transitions from scene to scene are non-existent. Like, there's nothing leads into anything else. It's just like, watch this tidbit, watch this tidbit.
There's no dialogue. Every single piece of dialogue, if you watch, pay attention, is a one-liner. There's no, like, we have a conversation. It's I say a witty one-liner, you say a witty one-liner, me.
Right.
In scene.
It'd be like Superman, like, crashes down. He goes, like, he's talking to Batman. He's like, you're done. When you get home, hang up the cape. And then Superman flies. Or, like, then Batman goes, like, do you bleed? And Superman flies away. He's like, you will.
Yeah. That would
be a conversation.
Yeah. Did anybody in your theater cry at all?
Are you serious? I'm not joking. Everybody was laughing, and they booed the crap.
In ours, we went... The first showing Saturday morning, me and Lauren did. She surprised me and took me. And
I'm surprised. I'm going to shit in your face today.
And there were easily 20 people in my immediate area that were crying at some point in the
movie.
Were
they crying because they paid money to see that movie?
Maybe.
Yeah, it sounds really horrible, everything I read about it.
It's so bad. So bad. Yeah. I feel bad. Like, when I walked out of that, I'm like, holy shit, I feel bad for Ben Affleck because he tried, man. You could tell he tried hard.
Did you see that one clip of him at the interview? Like,
yeah. Sad Ben.
Sad Ben. Oh, he looks so sad. Like, he legitimately looks like he just got done crying before he went on stage.
Evidently, him and Zack Snyder got into it while they were making the movie. And the scenes where it's him out of costume with Jeremy Irons are the most watchable scenes in the movie. And evidently, Ben Affleck was just like, shut the fuck up. I'm just going to direct us. And I guess he can't badmouth anything on the press tour. So, like, notice, like, in his, like, interviews, he's just like, I agree. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
That's what he said in that one clip. Yeah.
I saw I totally agree. Sad Ben thing. The best thing I saw was they asked him, like, how do you respond to, like, the negative criticism? And then, I don't know, who plays Superman?
I don't know.
Henry Cavill.
He starts, like, answering the question.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
But the one I saw, like, it slowly fades out the dialogue, and it starts playing, like, hello, darkness, my old friend. Yeah, like, closing in on Ben Affleck's face.
He doesn't even blink. No. He's just like, oh, God.
And he's, like, white-faced.
He wants to say something so bad. Yeah. Even though he's just, like, controlling.
Yeah, the music ends when they go, like, what do you think, Ben? He's like,
totally agree.
I agree.
Do we know who's directing Justice League?
Well, it's supposed to be Zack Snyder, but I would be very, very, very surprised unless he has a deal that they can't get out of.
Did you like the cameos by the other guys?
No, it was fucking stupid.
It was weird.
First of all, why did Lex Luthor design all of their like uniform icons?
Their emblems? Yeah.
Why would you like? Okay. And that's the emblems they use.
Yeah.
We're like, oh, shit, this evil villain designed our emblems. Might as well put it on my costume. Yeah. No. Second of all, so fucking dumb. When it shows Aquaman, and then you can tell, like, Zack Snyder's directing Khal Drogo, and he's like, stab as fast as you can with your trident at the camera. They're underwater. He's like, slow motion trying to, like,
and then it shows him fly out.
Yeah, and then he just swims away. Ugh.
You didn't like watching The Flash buy eggs?
No, that was dumb. Why do they even have that footage?
Yeah. And, like, if that's that capturable just by a regular supermarket, like, camera, like, the Flash
also,
is zero chance.
Wonder Woman is literally Captain America in their universe. They're literally doing, like, the World War movie.
Wow.
Out of time. Like, the Wonder Woman movie takes place during World War
One. Yeah, yeah. So that's a picture showed. It was showed a still from the Wonder Woman movie.
Yeah, legitimately, it is. They are just going to do Captain America, but with her.
Did you
ask me something else, Ish? Ask me something else
no,
about the movie.
Something that I was confused on. Okay, Ben Affleck was a good Batman, but he was a great Bruce Wayne. And then the scene where he's – I don't care if we spoil it. I didn't understand the dream where he was dreaming slash
– No, there's nothing to understand because it came out of fucking nowhere. It's stupid. All of a sudden, there's that? One scene and the second later –
The guy that like came out of the time portal.
That was Flash.
That's what I thought. Okay. I thought
Flash is the time traveler.
That's what I thought. So in the middle of this movie, Flash comes back from the future and says Lois is the key and leaves. And they never address it for
at
the
all.
Entire
no,
movie.
It's not even that he appears and then leaves. He's like, he appears and then Bruce Wayne like wakes up. Like it was just like a dream or something like that.
But they never go back to that.
Yeah.
He comes back in time because he's like on the treadmill doing the Speed Force thing.
Yeah.
It's like, Bruce, Lois is the key. And it disappears. They never address it at the end. She has nothing to do with the rest of the movie.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's what I was going
to say. So they're trying to set something up for the Justice League movie?
Oh, yeah. Maybe? It was a 2.5-hour intro to the Justice League
movie.
That was really, really badly done.
Yeah, what I read is they were trying to do in one movie what Marvel's done in, like, you know, I don't know how many movies has it been. Yeah. Like,
oh, my God.
10 movies.
I could see
it was
that.
Bad. The CGI was not very good. Like, the fighting was, like, horrible. Ugh.
The dream.
So they get this kryptonite, right? So Batman's like, I'm gonna get kryptonite to kill Batman to kill Superman with, and Batman, the world's greatest detective, the fucking Iron Man of the DC universe. You know, he's got fucking like jet stealth fighters and like grappling hooks and everything. He gets this kryptonite. He weaponizes it into a goddamn spear, a pointy stick with kryptonite on the end. That is what Bruce Wayne has come up with.
What about the gas grenades?
A pointy stick. A point he is going to stab Superman with a stick.
Three stick, one stick.
He doesn't
and crack three
aerosol
bullets.
Grenades.
Three aerosol you know, grenades. Yes.
No, he's going to get a stick. He's going to stab Superman.
One interesting
with it.
Part is Batman mercs motherfuckers like it's his job. Like everybody dies that he comes in contact with.
Right. And he shoots a gun like it's his job too.
Yeah.
Like shoots a 9mm, shoots a sniper rifle,
machine guns.
Just shoots people, blowing people up.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Dude, I know. That's what was like amazing
it was like,
me.
It was like watching the fucking Punisher.
Batman.
It really was.
Batman was standing on top of a crane with a sniper rifle. And I'm like, I just turned it I turned to whoever was watching it with Mickey. And I'm like, this is just so wrong, man. Turns out he was just using it to shoot a homing
tracking device. Yeah.
A homing still. Beacon that was a giant bat-shaped homing beacon that flashed red. No one could ever see that.
He steals the kryptonite and he just leaves a batarang in the face.
In the middle. No one will know that the bat was here.
Yeah, he just leaves batarangs as his calling card.
And the like big fight scene with Batman, not Batman versus Superman, because that lasted for 5 fucking minutes.
What?
Yeah. But the scene where he saves Superman's mom. Yeah, he saves Superman's mom in this movie. It's just the scene from Arkham like Asylum.
Yeah.
Like shot for shot.
The best meme I've seen with this movie is Batman and Superman. It's like Martha. And it's like, whoa, did we just become best friends?
So Batman is about to stab brothers? Superman in the chest with his kryptonite stick. And Superman looks up and he goes, Martha. And Batman's like, what'd you say? He said, Martha. And he's like, that's my mom's name. And then they're done.
And then Lois goes like,
it's his mother's name.
It's his mother's name, too. And then Batman just drops the spear. And he's like, all right, let's do this.
Let's be best friends.
I'll get Martha. You take on Luthor. You go to the crash site.
Also, Lex Luthor was a mix between the Joker and Mark Zuckerberger. Yeah.
Oh, my God. I did not like Jesse Eisenberg as Lex Luthor at all. Brian Cant would have been so much better.
I actually... And this is for me, I liked Man of Steel. I liked the movie quite a bit. And what they tried to do, like, what I liked about Man of Steel is the philosophical aspects where they try to talk about what is Superman, like, what is an omnipotent, like, all-powerful alien. I liked the parts in the movie when, like, they try to bring him before, like, a congressional hearing and they try to make him, like, you know, you have more power than any person in that we knew of. Like, there has to be some, like, checks and balances, blah, blah, blah. And they have, like, people, like, doing interviews. Like, they have, like, shit, what's his name? Not Bill Nye. The other one.
Oh,
Neil deGrasse Tyson?
Neil deGrasse Tyson's, like, doing an interview on TV and he's talking about, like, how do you, like... You know, is there a God like this guy has come like blah, blah. And I like that. So I like that's one thing that I liked about Superman is that he is all powerful and, you know, is it nature versus nurture? And Zack Snyder, like, taps into that for, like, 5 minutes. He does, like, some cool imagery, some, like, Jesus imagery. Like, yeah. He is, like, saving these people. There's, like, this really cool 5 minutes, and then he just, like, shits all over the rest of the movie. And I feel like he wanted to do some of that, and then, like, the studio, like, maybe the studio's fault, but, like, he tried to do, like, a deep movie where it's, like, this is... like Batman and Gotham, this is like how he was raised, like his parents were murdered, blah 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 blah, this is like all powerful Superman over here, and this is where he came from, and the difference, like the contrast between Metropolis and Gotham, how one's like a dark cesspool and one's like, you know, the American dream, like newsroom, blah blah blah,
separated by a bay.
They just like shit all over that. The movie has so much potential.
Did you know, I didn't know this, you can see the bat signal from the Daily Planet offices
apparently. Yeah, I read that too. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, he's like, Superman's like, I have to go to Gotham. I'm like, it's right there. You can literally have already, like, bam, you're there. Well, yeah, I just, ugh. You know, and as much as I want to blame Zack Snyder, the moments that I saw that I was talking about, like, in the movie, I feel like he had a movie he wanted to make, and there was a lot of potential, and he's very good, like, cinematographer, like the visuals, like of Superman coming down and like all these people reaching out for him and stuff, were amazing. And I feel like Warner Brothers just went in and were like, nope, we need that Marvel money, action, 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 you know. And they missed the heart of the Marvel movies, and the reason that the Marvel movies work, because like in the midst of that action they have good writing and there is heart inside of them, and this, they're just
dialogue,
like, yeah, like actual dialogue and
characterization
plots.
Did Zack Snyder do Watchmen also?
Uh-huh.
Okay. It looks very similar.
Yeah. So, I don't know, man. It was a horrible mess.
I wasn't big on Watchmen either. I didn't see Man of Steel.
I really like...
I did too.
I'm one of the few. I also like Superman Returns.
I saw 300.
Yeah.
Fucking terrible.
Yes, it was a horrible movie.
I really liked the post-apocalyptic scene with Batman. That was pretty cool.
Really? I laughed so hard. I'm like, what the fuck is this?
We were all movie. Like dying.
Bruce Wayne has a dream where he's Batman, and he's got like a coat and goggles
he's
on.
He's got a duster.
Like,
like with like the Steve suit on. Batman.
Yeah, he's just like walking around with like a coat and goggles. Like he goes to sleep in the bat suit and he puts on the coat when he goes outside. And he opens up this trailer and he's got like two machine guns and he's like machine gunning people. And then like these alien wasps come down. You don't see like alien wasps come down. And
but then he's like, oh, and he wakes up from that. And then he's just sitting there, and that's when Flash comes out of him.
Lois,
like,
is the key.
Lois is the key. Shit. And then he's like, ah! And he wakes up from that. So it's like
it was a double dream sequence.
It was like a dream within a dream within a prophecy.
Yeah, and I thought, I was like, oh, shit, at the end of the movie, something's going to happen, and Bruce is going to be like, wait a minute, that's Lois Lane. She's the key. Blah, blah, blah. No.
Not even after the credits?
Nope. They didn't even do it after credits. No part of credits. Fucking God.
They didn't?
No.
Oh, wow. I guess, yeah.
That's Marvel's job.
Yeah, not like Marvel invented it.
Yeah, but at least they didn't do it, because I don't know why they did it. I don't. If I had to sit in that theater one more, it was fucking hours.
Ferris
long.
Bueller. Can you think of something before it's Ferris Bueller had an after credit scene?
I don't know. That's a good one.
Yeah, no, I think maybe Ferris Bueller. I don't know. Maybe Meatballs.
Did Meatballs have an after credit scene?
I want to say it did, but I don't. I can't remember what it was exactly.
It did have a post credit scene. Of them playing one last joke on Morty, the counselor.
That might be it.
They maybe, put him out in the middle of the lake.
Maybe Cannibal Run? I don't know.
I've never seen that.
Anyway.
Are you ready for the summer? Really,
I've been thinking about it a lot, because this movie has perplexed me so much about how bad, because I have not seen this bad a movie in such a long time. Like, Green Lantern was a coherent, normal movie compared to this. And I really think, and I thought about it a lot, if I sat down in the editing room and you edited out every scene with Superman... and just made a Batman movie where, you know, Batman, 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 he goes Lex Luthor, like, steals the stuff, blah, 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 rescues Superman's mom in the end, would be, like, one coherent Batman movie, and then you just separate them into two movies. You have Superman coming before Congress, blah, 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 Man of Steel 2, he fights Doomsday at the end. Two separate movies would have been better than the one movie that they put together. They should just edit it into two movies, one about Batman, one about Superman. That's what they should have done. And then they should have had Batman versus Superman after those two movies.
Did you like Wonder Woman?
No, I didn't fucking like Wonder Woman. Every time she came on, that like cheesy guitar riff would come on, like straight from the 80s. Like, she would come on and be like...
That's hilarious.
Yeah, I'm like, holy, are they really a guitar riff right here? No. Fucking... awful. The score, Hans Zimmer, he was won fucking Academy Awards. Great guy. The score was Hans Zimmer and like Poison X. They took his score and then like dubstepped over it in parts. And it's just cringeworthy. It's like this great like dramatic score, you know, the one thing, the Superman God scenes, like the music, the symphony is like pulsing, and then you're like, whoa, 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 whoa.
I can picture that.
God damn it, Zack Snyder. You stupid motherfucker.
How did you fuck this up?
Ugh. It was so frustrating. And what's even more frustrating is probably made $10 million goddamn dollars.
300 and something million.
Yeah. That's like 10.
I also went and saw The Bronze. Have you guys heard about that yet?
Yeah.
What?
The Bronze. It's an indie film made by...
It's got that chick from Big Bang Theory in it.
Bernadette, the Jewish guy's wife in Big Bang Theory.
Mm-hmm.
Her and her husband wrote it and made it. And it's about a chick that wins Olympic bronze for female gymnastics in like 2004.
Mm-hmm.
Goes back home to her podunk town. And like embraces that she's like a now like an American idol, like, and so she uses it to get free food, free parking. She runs the town for like 20 years until like 2016 comes around.
And she's
like,
a complete bitch.
She's like a complete bitch to everybody. And there's like a new starlet in town that's a good gymnast who, through happenstance, the coach that trained the main girl that treats everybody like shit is training the new kid, and then the coach dies, so she has to take over training the kid, and. Because the rule, like some kind of inheritance, she has to train the new kid to inherit like $500,000 because she's broke. Her dad's a mailman. She gets into the back of the mail truck and steals everybody's birthday money out of their birthday cards. there's like a parking spot in town painted with her name on it that she parks there. And she goes to Sbarro in the mall, which I thought, you tried to find Sbarro.
Yeah, Sbarro.
And the guy tries to charge her $9. She's like, fuck no. She's like, Henry, and he comes out of the bank. He's like, oh, no, she's comped. And like, he points at the wall and it shows her winning her bronze medal on like a broken foot.
Yeah.
It was a really, really funny movie.
The Muppet movie was the first like well known movie to do it.
Oh, really?
There was one movie before it called All You Need Is Cash
from Silicon Valley.
It did a post credit sequence.
I like Thomas Middleditch.
Yep, he's really good. He plays the guy that runs the gymnastics gym.
That movie's gotten horrible reviews too, though.
The Bronze has?
Mm-hmm.
I liked it.
I mean, when you say Big Bang Theory, I just imagine it's a piece of shit, but. I sounded interest for the sake of
she is so far removed from like her Big Bang Theory character, and like it has the funniest sex scene of any movie in the world between two gymnasts where they're doing like the like satirical like double flips through the room and landing on each other. It's really good.
As long as nobody says bazinga.
No, nobody says bazinga.
I'll be all right.
I'm trying to think. I saw Zootopia also.
Zootopia was good.
It was really good.
What I saw of it.
Never seen it. We saw, I went and watched 10 Clover Nook Lane. Have you guys seen that
yet? No. How was that?
That's a really awesome movie. Did you see it?
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet.
It is really, really good. No joke. Like, thankfully, I had not seen the previews at all.
I've seen a trailer for it.
So we like went out to dinner and I was like, let's go see a movie. And we were looking and I said 10 Clover Nook Lane. I'm like, is that like
Cloverfield thing.
Yeah, Cloverfield. I was like, is that the thing? So we went and saw it. I had no expectations. Like, holy shit, was it good.
Is it related to Cloverfield at all?
I'm not going to spoil
anything. We should have gone out as a group and seen that instead of Batman versus Superman.
It was an intense movie. John Goodman is so good.
Yeah, I love John Goodman. I can't think of a John Goodman role that I hate.
Yeah, he's good in everything.
Maybe King Ralph.
You guys should see it before before people start spoiling it all over the place, but it is...
Yeah.
Really good.
A friend of mine said it has like a twist towards the end that like if anybody guesses it, they're fucking lying. Like nobody sees it coming.
He's good. He's very good. The premise of the movie like is so like it doesn't show you anything, so you're taking like characters' words for like what's going on. Mm-hmm. Like, I won't spoiling it, but the premise is like they're in this like fallout shelter. And the guy tells him, like, what's going on. And you have to take his word for it. And then, like, there's, like, one of the people believes it. And then you're like, there's no way this is really happening. And, like, them trying to figure out. And once you, like, find out what's happening, you're like, holy shit. It's just super, super intense. Like, the movie is super claustrophobic, full of tension. And it's paced just well enough that the payoff is really good.
Cool.
Highly recommended.
Did you see the original Cloverfield?
Yeah.
Yep. Did you guys see the new season of Daredevil?
Oh, yeah.
I did. I've watched to completion. Has everybody watched to completion?
I did.
I liked it a lot better than the first season.
Yeah.
And I even liked the Punisher, and I hate that.
Exactly. Elektra and the Punisher were both great characters. I was surprised.
I don't care. I hate Elektra as a comic book character, and when I saw that she was going to be in this, I was just like, ugh. So, Elektra's just not my kind of character. It's like, here's hot foreign assassin woman. She's 100. Well, she's probably like 90 pounds, but she's also a hot assassin.
I was disappointed with how they handled ninjas. I was hoping for like a more creative take on that.
I think they did well.
It was just like the 80s ninja trope again.
I always got Elektra confused with like all of the ninjas from Mortal Kombat, like Katana and.
The thing about the hand is they are the 80s ninja trope. Like, they're the people that inspired the Foot Clan.
I know. I know. And I was just hoping for, like, a creative take on that. Like, something new.
I thought it was pretty badass when he couldn't hear their heartbeats and stuff.
Well, one thing that doesn't talk about, and I don't know if they're going to say, the hand are undead. Like, they're dead.
Yeah,
you could tell that based on something you've seen. That's why they're really upset.
You can't hear their heartbeat or anything.
So why do they have to breathe then? Because that's how he... I don't want to spoil anything.
Yeah, well, I guess like vampires breathe and stuff too. They talk about that like in shows. I don't know.
Just reflex.
Yeah, maybe like air going in and out, you know, when they're like moving around. I don't know, man. I ain't no undead expert.
Maybe they fart.
I'm just in three episodes, man.
Oh, damn.
No, I won't spoil it then.
Yeah.
I watched all of them.
Yeah, the dude that played the Punisher did a really good job.
John he Berto. Did. Yeah, and I fucking hated that guy in Walking Dead. Like, not even just the character. I hated him as an actor.
Yeah, I've always... What's that?
I'm guessing a game timer for that plan.
I've always disliked the Punisher. He's not very, like, not a character.
I've always loved the Punisher.
Really? In the comics, like, oh, cool, he has PTSD, now he, like, kills people. But, like, the show made me, like, I like that guy.
Yeah.
They took a Brian Michael Bendis... Daredevil scene where they tape the gun to his hand. Like,
yeah.
That shot was shot for shot from the comic. I'm like, holy shit, they're actually going to do that. That's awesome.
Did we watch the Punisher movie for this podcast?
Which one?
Yeah.
The newest one.
The one with Dolph Lundgren
Ray Stevenson was the newest one.
Yeah, there's Thomas Jane.
Ray Stevenson.
I know I've seen that movie within the last 2 years, and I can't remember why, so I assumed it was
Punisher War Journal, I think, is the most recent one.
Yeah.
That's Warzone.
Warzone.
Yeah, you had Thomas Jane, and then they did the one-off sequel to Thomas Jane's that he made himself, and they put it on YouTube. It's a 35-minute short film.
Oh, I didn't see that.
They sequeled that one, and then the official sequel is Ray Stevenson in Warzone against Jigsaw.
I just want Iron Fist. I want it so bad.
He's coming.
I know. Soon. They casted the guy that plays the Knight of Flowers from Game of Thrones is Danny Rand, so we'll see.
Oh, yeah.
I'm skeptical. I guess, I don't know, it just seems weird.
Yeah.
I read like an article that someone wrote and put on Facebook. It was like, when they cast like Iron Fist, it was like a lose-lose situation for them, because a lot of people wanted them to actually go with like something, some sort of like Asian American for it.
Right, except for Iron Fist is a white guy.
Yeah, but he's like... It's because he was made back in like 1970s, where like everyone was a white guy.
I mean, well, except he was with Luke Cage. Like they had the same comic book, and Luke Cage was a black dude.
Yeah.
Will Iron Fist be out before Daredevil season 3?
Probably. I think Luke Cage is in September, and I imagine Iron Fist will come out in like April. Like,
I wouldn't be surprised if they backdoored an Iron Fist coming out.
No, Iron Fist will be in Luke Cage. That's why he's already been cast.
Okay.
I don't know much about Iron Fist. Like, what's his deal? Just because it looks like Karate Man.
He takes over for Daredevil for a while, so I figured they might have been able to do it that way.
So, Iron Fist is Daniel Rand, and his family, like, are super rich, kind of like Bruce Wayne type. Like, there's the Rand Corporation or whatever.
Any relation to Ayn Rand?
No.
Or Ayn Rand?
And they take a vacation, or they're, like, in the Himalayas or whatever, and, like, something happens, like... you know, natural disaster or whatever, and he gets separated from his family and, like, wakes up, like, crests the hill and sees the mystical city of Kunlun, which is, like, where the immortal power of the Iron Fist is, and he gets raised there as a martial artist.
Is that where Doctor Strange went to train?
No, but it's all kind of related. Like, he went to the East, too, but he got trained by the Ancient One, which is in a different place. And so he, they have like an immortal champion. Like every generation, he becomes that champion, Iron Fist, and he goes back to New York and becomes like a superhero, pretty much.
Okay.
But he fights a lot of like Asian enemies. But him and Luke Cage make a group called Heroes for Hire, which are like street level, because they don't like fly or do any of that shit. You know? So they decide that they're broke, so like they're going to do Heroes for Hire, even though Daniel Rand is like loaded and rich. It's really funny when Luke Cage finds out that he's like rich. He's like, seriously, what the fuck, man?
I've been eating ramen for years, bitch.
But he does take over for Daredevil.
Okay, like, I remember there would be in a comic.
Daredevil gets outed as Matt Murdock and goes to prison, and so he's being persecuted by like the FBI or whatever, the federal government, for being like a vigilante. And Daniel Rand steals the Daredevil costume and runs around being Daredevil. So like,
so he gets off.
It's nice. Actually a really cool story arc because the Punisher and Daredevil hate each other, and the Punisher like goes and like turns himself in to get arrested, so go in prison and break out Matt Murdock. He's like, "You're gonna get murdered in here."
Punisher always goes to prison,
but yeah, it's a pretty good story arc. But yeah, I'm excited. I like Iron Fist. He's just a cool character. His power is interesting. He's pretty much One Punch Man before there was One Punch Man.
Cool.
Him and Daredevil and Luke Cage and them all have a big relationship with Doctor Strange, so I'm kind of upset that they're not mixing the cinematic and the television universes at all, because it's going to be like it just goes with Doctor Strange. Like, he's a part of that group.
It seems like that'd be hard to do, because you pay the character probably a huge amount of money to play that character on a movie,
mm-hmm.
and then. But TV shows don't really have the budget for that kind of thing.
No,
kind of
what I'm upset about is I think they should bring them into the movie. Like, Civil War, like, having Matt Murdock and, like, Luke Cage make an appearance, like, would be cool. It would, like, tie it together. They could throw them, like, a little extra money, have them show up in the movie, you know?
Right.
I mean, how cool would that be in Civil War? Like, if they're going, like, Spider-Man comes out, and then Captain America is like, "I got my people, too." And, like, Luke Cage and Daredevil come out, you know?
Yeah.
I have seen the comics making fun of Civil War. It's like Civil War, and there's just five people fighting in like the tarmac of an airplane or like airport.
I'm a little nervous about Spider-Man coming back.
Yeah, Marvel. Pretty cool. I mean, until Marvel puts out a big piece of shit, they can just do whatever they want.
Yeah.
They could be like, Spider-Ham is going to be in Civil War. I'm on board. Let's do this. Spider-Ham's awesome.
Yeah, that might be cool, actually.
I don't know. I think all the Marvel movies are written quite well, so all the action is just like sugar on top. So.
Yeah. I mean, there's a trailer for Civil War invoked like more like drama than Batman versus Superman. Yeah. That's the entire thing. Like, I had more feels just watching the Civil War trailer than I did the Batman versus Superman movie.
Doesn't Spider-Man swap sides in Civil War?
In Civil War, yeah. He starts out on
Iron Man.
Yeah, and switches over to Cap.
Asshole.
Are you pro or anti-registration, Matthew?
Anti. Always.
Nice. Oh, man, I feel like superheroes should register so they're responsible for the collateral damage versus, you know, they have on.
That's what insurance is for.
There's actually a really cool comic about people that open up an insurance for superheroes.
That's pretty cool.
Like, they don't insure superheroes. They insure, like, businesses and families against superheroes.
In case superheroes ever damage this, you're covered. Yeah. That's nice.
Because they're like.
Like volcano insurance.
The guy that wrote it like did an estimate like how much like monthly, like just based on like he like read every Marvel comic for a month and then just added up the like estimated damage from that month. They're like, holy shit, who's insuring all this?
It's pretty great.
Just like one rhino attack, man.
You guys seen Powers yet?
No, I don't have PlayStation.
That's the second season's coming out on May 31st.
I've heard good things about it. I heard it starts off rocky but ends pretty well.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's obviously it's very low budget, and it's kind of obvious that it's low budget, but it's still pretty good.
Second season of Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt coming out pretty soon.
Oh, I can't wait.
That's awesome.
We were here the other day, and Danny started singing the song. I was like, fuck you, man. Forever. It looks really good. They did the little promo video with the people from Orange is the New Black singing the Kimmy Schmidt song. It's pretty funny.
So I guess... I was kind of upset they didn't have any Jessica Jones crossover, really. They had, like, the two people from the law firm. Yep. I'm excited that maybe we'll see Foggy and Jessica Jones season two.
I think he will be, if he's going to be working for the firm.
Yeah,
he's my least favorite character.
Really?
Yeah, really?
He's so boring. I love Donut Lawyer. He's awesome.
When he's in a courtroom, I like him. But, like, when he's, like, whining about Matt Murdock being a superhero, I just want to punch him. I'm like... Come on, he's saving the fucking city.
Like, you're beating your head against a wall. Like.
Foggy has a legitimate concern in the fact that, like, they are broke as fuck, and they come together, like, went through law school, made this pact, and, like, made this law firm, and the trial of the goddamn century, and the dude doesn't even show up. But he has a legitimate concern.
But he knows what he's out doing. He knows he's out doing important shit.
Right, like, but he should have been a long time ago, been like, hey, dude, I can't carry a law firm with you because I'm a superhero. Like, that's not Matt Murdock. Matt Murdock's just a shitty lawyer.
He's a pretty shitty friend.
Foggy's like lying to tenants to get into buildings to like check the rooftops. Like, where the fuck is he?
My kid locked me out.
I love Donut Lawyer, though. I think he's the best part of the show.
You know what? Foggy got into those buildings almost as smoothly as Danny gets into college dorms.
Danny and Ish went to hand out some flyers for the
I don't know. He's all right. The best thing is just push all the buttons at
push
once.
All the buttons
and someone will buzz you in, probably.
I used to do that.
Yeah.
Let's say between him and Karen Page, there's a lot of whining in that show.
Yes.
And I could use like 50% less of it.
My biggest concern is like, Karen Page, you have never went to journalism school.
Take this off
of a desk. You now work for what we cannot call the Daily Bugle. That's what I was upset. He's like, are they really? Because Ben Urich in the comics works for the Daily Bugle. I'm like, is that the Daily Bugle?
Nope.
Take the best reporter's office we had. Yes. Cheers.
This is like people out in the bullpen, like in cubicles, like typing away. Like, have a corner office.
Roger's been here 32 years, but you get the office.
Yeah. Oh, God, that fight scene. And I don't want...
With the bikers?
Yeah.
And the hallway?
Another great hallway fight
that
scene.
That was amazing.
That was.
And the one towards the end of the season, too. I don't want to spoil it. It was fucking amazing.
It's been out for like a week. It's Danny's fault.
We turned the brightness all the way up on the television and rewatched like the fight scene with the hand. And I don't know if it was our TV or how they shot it, where everything's like really dark. You can't see a lot of action. But we turned the brightness all the way up. It was a lot more impressive. Like, holy shit, those are good fight scenes.
Yeah, that'll be my other complaint is like a lot of the action stuff is super dark. Yeah.
I thought it was to hide the action, but if you turn your brightness all the way up, it's legitimate, like straight up action.
Wow.
Like there was no, like you see everything. Why did they do that then? I think it's just the way they shot it.
Yeah. Because I watched like 30% of it on my phone.
Yeah.
At work?
I think I missed some shit. Yeah. Not at work.
That biker scene's awesome. And he's got the chain like attached to him and stuff.
Hitting the fucking lights. Just like, watch.
Yeah.
That's great, dude.
Almost made me want a Ghost Rider show now.
Yeah.
I was hoping like one of the like bikers or whatever you'd see like a Johnny Blaze or something. But
they got to get Nick Cage if they're going to do Ghost Rider.
They've got Marvel has retained the rights to Ghost Rider, but I think they're scared of it
because of Nick Cage.
Yeah, just the pieces of shit movies.
Those are bad movies, but I still like them.
Those were 10 times better than Batman vs Superman. I'm not even lying. Like those at least had a story you could watch. You knew what was going on. He peed fire. Pissing fire would have been better than any single scene in Superman. I'm actually the Ghost Rider is something that they've kind of stopped doing in Marvel Comics too, which is kind of annoying. They did when they're kind of like soft relaunch with Marvel now. They have a comic called Ghost Rider, but it's not the original Spirit of Vengeance, and it's like this kid and he drives like a dragster car. He's not like on a motorcycle or anything. And it's okay, but. I would really
maybe
like.
They're working up to that slowly, you think?
I think when something disastrous like that happens, like in the movies and stuff, they put some space in between them and then relaunch. With Secret Wars, like I don't know if you guys keep up with the comics, but a Secret Wars event happened and they're relaunching all the Marvel titles out of it. And Fantastic Four, for the first time in 60 years, do not have a comic, which really sucks. Ben Grimm got shipped off to Guardians of the Galaxy. Human Torch is in Human, and we don't know what happened to Reed and Sue.
Sue's, yeah.
That's crazy.
Namor got killed like a bitch, which is kind of upsetting because Namor's one of my favorite characters, but Black Panther killed him. So
what?
Whoa.
Yeah. Black Panther and Namor hate each other, and then finally at the end of Secret War, Black Panther... Like, there's a moment in leading up to it where Namor kind of like fucks over Black Panther and he returns a favor by killing him.
Oh yeah. Spoilers. If you're interested, Flashpoint Paradox is on Netflix this month.
What's that?
DC's Flashpoint Paradox. It's the animated film about the Flash. Timeline. Cool. It's so good. It's the best animated DC movie.
Yeah. I think they should just stick to cartoons. Yeah. I love DC's animated stuff is fantastic.
That's where you get to see George Wayne as Batman.
Marlon Wayne's?
George Wayne. Bruce's dad.
Marlon Wayne.
In the alternate timeline, Bruce is killed, not the parents.
Marlon Wayans.
Yeah, Marlon Wayans becomes Batman.
Does the mom become the Joker in the alternate timeline?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That's stupid.
I saw a comic about that. I thought it was just a joke.
Nah, you can see it. It's really cool. Sorry, it hints at Martha being the Joker, but it never shows it in okay. form.
I'm excited for the Killing Joke.
Yeah. Well, they referenced that in Batman vs. Superman. I think that's why Superman was straight shooting motherfuckers. Because of what it...
instead of like whatever they did, they could have explained that or like showed that.
Well, they mentioned a few times that he's been doing it for 20 years. Like, they didn't let you forget that part.
Yeah.
And then, Jeremy Irons dropped it every time he was on scene. Like,
have you heard of this bat guy?
Yeah.
Over there in Gotham? Who's this bat guy? Let's do a story about that guy. Yeah. He's been around for 20 fucking years. 20 years. Just around getting around to doing a story on him.
And
yeah, I didn't get that either. No, I felt like there
was stupid and poorly.
I felt like he like retired or something, came out of retirement. Yeah, he was a Superman, but they don't address it.
Yeah. No, I don't think he was retired. Like, he even made the reference that I think we in Gotham know something about a clown running around in a costume.
And the film for whatever reason is afraid to call him Batman, so they just call him the Bat the entire time. Mm-hmm. The Bat of Gotham. The Bat.
Goddamn Batman.
Yeah, just Batman. He's Batman.
Yeah, that's weird.
It shows Robin's uniform in a display case, but it doesn't ever reference
anything. Like, you think he's trying to be like, I don't know, was it like Frank Miller?
Yeah,
like,
it was very Frank Miller. Yeah,
every like huge Batman writer like has like a specific way they address Batman or something. Is that true?
I guess. I don't know.
The Batman.
The Killing Joke. That's where Joker kills Robin, right?
No, the Killing Joke is one of the most controversial Batman stories. It's Alan Moore, who I don't know if you know Alan Moore. He actually wrote The Watchmen and stuff. And it's about the Joker goes to Barbara Gordon shoots and paralyzes her and hence like rapes her and shit. Like, yeah. It doesn't actually come out and like show it. And it's like the darkest Batman story ever told. And it's very, very creepy because it's like Joker, serial killer, sexual predator Joker, you know? And he takes like all these pictures and like mails them to like Commissioner Gordon, like all these Polaroids and shit. And like Batman, the theme is like Batman, it comes down to like the Joker's trying to commit suicide by Batman. So like trying to push him over the edge to like make him kill him. It gets really dark. It's pretty fucking good.
Nice. Sounds like it. You guys watch Gotham at all?
No.
No, it's good. I like it. It's a good show.
You don't look like you like it.
No, I'm just trying to not be more negative about more shows that we bring up. It's good. I liked
fine.
It. I watched it, and my
no matter what you say, I'm going to say I probably like it. So,
my problem with the show is I think I watched like 10 episodes. I really like the guy that's in the show. What's that show on Netflix? Terriers.
Oh, Donald Logue that plays Jim's partner.
Yeah, I love him. Like, that guy's good, an awesome everything. Actor. Yeah, and I really liked it. But after 10 episodes, I'm like, you know what? The show needs is Batman. And he's just not going to ever be there because yeah. Bruce Wayne is 9 years old. So I was like, I'll wait until they make a Batman show.
Rumor is they're going to leap a few years between seasons 3 and 4.
Oh, really?
Like, each year will be a few years leaped. Because he's started training now.
Yeah, but he's still 9.
Yeah, I never finished the first season either. I got, 10 episodes in.
It's neat. I think I like how they dwell on more of the villain aspect of how they're all developed and created.
That's cool.
Penguin is like a young 20-something crazy motherfucker, and Enigma.
And I'm like, ugh, just kill off Fish Mooney already. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Oh, she dies.
Okay.
Yeah, she
I knew
dies.
She had to eventually,
spoilers,
but I'm like,
man.
Don't start with that. She was for 2 years, man.
Spoilers!
The point I was at, she was still alive, but she had almost been killed four times.
So many times, yeah.
Like, oh my God.
She is a shitty character in that show.
Did anybody watch that Will Arnett comedy on Netflix?
Oh, Flaked.
It's on Flaked,
my,
yeah.
It's on my watch now.
I watched the first episode.
I watched all of it.
Did you like it?
Yeah, kind
the
of.
The first episode's kind of slow. I don't know. Like
I liked it enough to keep watching. It's kind of like it has like the Venice Beach kind of vibe to it. It's unintentionally, so it's not like hyper comedy like you'd be used to from Will Arnett. You know, it's definitely not Arrested Development.
No. Job. God, I love it.
But I enjoyed it. I'm sorry.
Trailer Park Boys season 10 hit today.
Yeah, I don't watch Trailer Park Boys since...
I don't like that show.
Since, what's his face? The two dumb guys left way back in season 3, I think, or season 4.
You know they're back now. Well, one of them is.
Trevor and Corey,
Trevor and Corey, yeah.
One's not enough. They need to both be back.
They both dipped in, season 4, and then in season 6, one of them came back.
Yeah.
I think it's Corey.
Yeah, and also,
J-Rock.
I don't like trailer parks or weed, so the show has like zero appeal
for me. It's
not
weed, man. It's hash. Come on. It's European.
I don't like murder either, but I like watching shows with murder in it. Like, I don't have to like the things in the show.
No, I don't. Okay, fine. I don't like watching trailer trash and shows about weed. Like, I never watched the show Weed.
The show Weeds is a good fucking show.
It's supposed to be good. I never watched it either.
So good. Oh.
And I have no issue with Weed, so.
Yeah.
But I never watched it just because, I don't know.
Yeah, just watch the first two seasons of Weeds. They're only like 10 episodes each. They're really good. It gets weird in like season 7 and 8. But
dude who directed that, he went on to do something big. I can't remember what.
Well, like Jinji Kohan, the creator of that, she's the one that did that. She did The L Word. She does Orange is the New Black. Like, she does a lot of good stuff.
That's it. That's it. Orange is the New Black. That's what I was thinking of.
Sorry, I just, this actually goes into what we were talking about. I just opened up Reddit, and there's a Batman versus Superman deleted scene on there, and evidently when he's in the Kryptonian ship, there's a deleted scene where right before like Superman comes to confront him, he's like in that knowledge chamber, you know, and they talk about like 10,000 worlds.
Yeah.
And he finds and opens up the thing about Darkseid or Darkseid, and that's why he's like at the end, like, you know, something's coming.
Yeah.
Like explains like the whole like why he's like crazy at the end. What is the movie?
All I want to point out is that the mutant creating software from Krypton, very intuitive for a non-user. That's what I'm saying.
Well, it's like, Kryptonian Siri, man.
They pretty much make themselves. That's how crazy it is.
Kryptonian Siri. It's like, this is restricted, and he's like, unrestricted. And like,
okay.
All right. Okay.
That's like thousands of years of advanced UI design behind it.
Yeah,
so.
Dude, like, it literally is just like, I'm surprised there isn't like three pictures on the wall of slide in dead buddy. Cut hand.
Also, why did he have to cut his hand?
Because you got to mix the DNAs.
Why?
I know, I didn't say it. Like,
no,
I thought maybe he was doing it so he could control it. Like, nope, didn't mention it.
It didn't mention it at all. And why is it more powerful than a regular Kryptonian?
Yeah.
Just because.
Also, why was it literally the fucking cave troll from Lord of the Rings?
Why did it get stronger every time they attacked it?
Yeah. Why did it shoot nuclear
I was
bombs
thinking out? They were doing like a nuclear man spin on it from Superman 3, but that wasn't even it.
He should have just flew around the world backwards, went back in time, and saved Batman's parents from being killed, and thus defeating Batman that way, because he never would have become Batman.
He
would
have won the war.
That would have been a better movie. How do you beat the Batman? Prevent his parents from being murdered.
That's what Flashpoint Paradox plays on, is if you go back and save people. That's a good one.
We got any good news? We got to wrap this up.
Yeah.
We have just bullshitted for
midnight,
a fucking
man,
hour.
11:30.
I looked around. There was like a lot of scattered stuff. Not a whole lot of new games coming out.
They're coming out with a new PS3, a better PS3.
Yeah,
that's needed.
I know
PS4. I mean, sorry.
For Xbox One, there's a lot of announcements. There's a lot of talk about Quantum Break. I actually know nothing about the game, but it's getting a little bit of publicity. Dark Souls 3 is coming out in April. The free games for Xbox One, I didn't check PS4 at all, are Sunset Overdrive and...
oh, wow.
Really?
God,
what's it called?
I have to go download that.
The Wolf awesome. Among Us.
Oh, yeah, I wanted
those
to play
good.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Wolf Among Us is so good. That's the Telltale one.
Man, what's
and then the
PS4
the regular
game?
Xbox 360 one is
games.
Dead Space, the original Dead Space.
Oh, such a good game.
It's,
that one's awesome too.
Galaxy and Broforce are the
that's
free
cool.
games.
Wow.
Yeah, those are great games, man.
I thought it was gonna be like Wonder Books. Did you guys ever get that? Did that ever come out?
Yeah, that came out.
Came out.
It came out and failed miserably.
What else? Just something about me in general. There is more news about. The third installment in one of my favorite series for 3DS. It's like Zero's Escape. Mm. It started out as like 999, and it was Zero's Escape. Now it's like Zero's Time Dilemma or something like that. But I always like those games.
Cool. Did you ever get your Persona 5?
It's not out yet, so it's coming out in like December.
Nice.
Nobody got ahead of something
else. I think it's only going to be PlayStation, so.
Yeah.
But I think. Originally, it was supposed to be backwards compatible on, PS3, PS4.
It would come out on
but
PS3.
That's when it came. It was going to come out like last Christmas. I don't know if they're still going to bother to put it out on PS3 or not. If they don't, I'd have to like just wait or buy a PS4.
There's the rumors that Nintendo is going to cease production of Wii U consoles this year.
They announced that and they got
yep. There is also some leaked footage of what rumored NX controllers, but they are proved to be fake. Some guy was just photoshopping.
Yeah.
PlayStation VR is coming out October. It'll be $400.
Yikes. What is anybody know what Oculus is going to be?
No, I think it's more than that.
It's out soon.
It's out today, actually.
Is it today?
I knew it was really soon.
There's a bunch of unboxings on YouTube right now.
That would explain why there is a lot more Oculus news than I cared to look into.
If I'm not mistaken, I think Oculus is like $600.
Yeah, it's really expensive.
It's not even a game system, right? It's just an accessory.
Yeah, to a computer. Like, you have to actually have like a nice computer that can run the games.
So, yeah. So technically, it's probably like $1,800.
$1,800.
Yeah. So I won't be getting one anytime soon.
Even my crappy laptop runs Stardew Valley. Imagine that.
Yep.
That graphics, that intense graphics game.
And the next EverQuest game got canceled.
I saw that. I was disappointed. It looked really cool. Not that I ever get to play it in my entire life because I can't do that. Play games,
especially MMOs. Like, you don't have time for that shit.
Yeah, I thought it looked really, really cool.
Yeah,
in the article, they're like, "But it's okay. We're still going to support EverQuest and EverQuest 2." Cool.
Okay. It's old ass games.
Why did they cancel it? Just the MMO bubble was gone.
Yeah, they probably saw that they weren't going to make any money off of it. Like I think World of Warcraft is probably having trouble.
There's a new PlayStation 4 MMO video game called Paragon coming out. Do you know anything about that, Matt?
No. Is it free to play?
No, I don't think so. I didn't really look into it, but it's sort of like another Destiny-ish type of MMO game on consoles.
I think it might be out already if it's what I'm thinking of, and it's free to play.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, that's like the new model, which is probably another reason they canceled the next EverQuest because
it won't be free to play.
Yeah, that whole business model is kind of dying out, I think. Oh, it's a MOBA. Oh, sorry. I thought you said MMO. Yeah, no, that's out, and it's free
Paragon's
to play.
Paragon's a MOBA?
Yeah.
Oh.
I have no interest in MOBAs. So.
Okay, I thought it was an MMO.
Yep, so that's gone.
If you're listening, spoilers to pretty much everything you probably want to watch if you haven't watched yet.
Yeah.
Oh, so and this is episode 96, since I'm going to cut the part where I said that out.
You know what 96 is backwards? 69! That should be the name of this episode. Episode 96, or episode 69 backwards.
All right. That's going to be the name of the episode.
Done.
Nice.
Done.
Done.
I think this probably has the most spoilers of any episode we've ever done.
Yeah.
We did a whole episode about Star Wars spoilers. Yeah. Like, dissected the plot.
Yeah. Like, so should I be doing this heroic Dark Avengers thing?
Yeah. Well,
I just want to make sure that
those
I'm
are a good way to get ISO and...
And
coins where you get characters from.
Nintendo Dreamcast Podcast at gmail.com, facebook.com/Nintendo Dreamcast.
Has anybody checked the email in the past 3 weeks?
No email. I've been checking. Yeah. And then on Twitter at Nintendo DCast.
And sorry about the delay, but, you know, life sucks right now.
Yep. Yeah.
Life gets in the way.
We'll try to step it up in future episodes. Bye.
Is Juggernaut the best one-star character?